1 to 2 Hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Legs.
No.
Top.
No. I don't really actually get the tie into this one. I'm a little confused.
Think of the band. Think of the band.
ZZ Top.
Yeah.
I said Top.
Oh, what's famous about ZZ Top?
Beard.
What could they use?
Oh, my God.
Clippers.
Close.
Shave.
I'm going to tell you, Robbie, you've reached before. But this is like...
Is this the worst?
This is like Odell Beckham going back one-handed. This is stretched out.
Give me the word.
Brush.
What?
Brush.
Robbie!
Are you kidding me?
Let me tell you something.
Oh, my God.
Last contest we had, you were so on point. Fun. Energetic.
Minus one.
Now, you just grabbing stuff.
Look, I'm blaming Entercom. These are ridiculous words. Brush. What song is there, Brush? Who sang a song with Brush in it? Brush, brush, brush. That song doesn't exist.
I give him his point back.
Give him his point. You can have your point back.
Point for Robbie.
Oh, man. Well done, Robbie. Well done. You've totally redeemed yourself. Boys, I got an extra pep in my step today.
What's up?
It's like, I don't know, petty Christmas. It's fantastic. I mean, Adam Gase is on the Jets. Bridemaid Stevens is in town tonight. Oh, it's a glorious day.
I thought you were excited about Bones Jones.
Oh, I'm excited about Bones Jones passed his drug test. It's so exciting.
Why are we so excited that he passed his drug
test? Because he didn't fail it.
That's a first.
Isn't that crazy?
It's like when I don't ruin a show.
It's like don't get suspended. That's all I want. I just want him to stay in action. Keep on fighting. Keep on fighting, baby. There's rumblings. There's more rumblings around the Canes offensive coordinator. People seem to be leaning another way. It seems like Coat Boy might be out.
Nope. I think it was a smokescreen.
Smokescreen for Coat Boy.
I think a smokescreen as far as the T. Martin rumors.
Well, what is the word out there, man?
The word out there,
River dancing.
No, if I had to put a gun, I don't know anything, but if I had to put a gun in my head, I'd say it's still Major Applewhite.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Maybe a Jalen.
I think we
Hurts.
Lost Beast.
Maybe
whatever. We're messing with some buttons over here. We're trying to get our setup right because we got a new setup around here. So we lost. We lost connection with Beast.
Do you hear me now?
Nah, you're super light. We're getting it fixed up though.
The one thing I've never been called is light.
Well, you should feel honored. You should feel honored.
I'm thinking maybe a Major Applewhite Jalen Hurts combo.
It's pretty crazy. So anyway, we'll get it figured out so we can hear him eventually. I don't know, but everybody's out here at resets. We're at the Lucky Hearts Poker Open.
Yeah,
it's a big time of year.
Big, it's a opening event, $360 buy-in, $500,000 guarantee, on a little bit of a break. I will try and get a list of the flight times, but just go to SHRPO if you need to know, what times are later on and when day two starts. So if you want to get in, you can just go to SHRPO and check it out. But I will try to get all of that information for you.
Yeah, man. It's an exciting time. I love it. People walking out here, they got the hoodies on. They got the sunglasses. They mean business. They got the headsets. All that stuff's rolling around.
You know what else I realize?
What's that?
The more we come here and do this, the more women are in it. You know what I mean? Like, everybody thinks poker is a young guy or old guy. There's a lot more women that are playing, and I mean all ages. Anybody can play poker. Me personally, I'm limited to a couple of hours.
Lots of female donkeys out there.
Really, Robbie?
Well, that's what happened. Last time I played in one of those things, I got in a conversation with a lady next to me about what a female donkey is. We had that argument.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's right.
Remember that,
that's
Leroy? Right.
Yeah. That we were just way off. But yeah, it's packed. I could always tell when it's hot here because you can't park in a parking garage. I have to park far away.
Yeah, man. It's wild out here today.
But guess what? Poker room's still open.
Yeah.
So if you want to just play, if you want to play Leroy poker, get in on a couple of hours, play your little 1-2, 2-5, no limit with the bonus high hands. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to check the bonus high hands. That's also available. The poker room is separate from the Lucky Hearts Poker Open, so they aren't mixed. And that's really cool because a lot of places don't do that.
Let's get the headlines, huh?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
It's the odd 7 p.m. game time for the Heat tonight against the Celtics. Get there early.
Is the part, are you really telling the Heat fans that you're telling all the Sullys and Murphs out there to get there early?
No, I'm telling my fellow Heat fans.
You are not a Heat fan. You're a rat bastard.
No, I'm not. 6 o'clock is a pregame with Zaslow and Tommy Tighe. Is this a TNT?
It's a TNT only game. No, right, yeah. No Eric and Karate.
Oh, no,
yeah, and what a great broadcast they put on too. Kevin McHale.
Oh my.
Yeah, I mean honestly,
one of the original Big Three members.
Go get Caron Butler. Can we even this out a little bit, please?
Nope.
Somebody of high Heat culture and integrity. What is this? Get Rothstein on the broadcast.
Kevin McHale sounds good to me.
At least have Shaq in the building. Shaq's got his name in the rafters. I mean, he was a fake Celtic. Nobody talks about Shaq on the Celtics.
No. We don't.
I'm fixed.
Oh, I know. Thank God.
No, they were so hot. Like, I could just put them on the table and hear them.
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it. Radio mumbo jumbo. I love it. You got that overrated Brad Stevens in town tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
It's tremendous.
Can you rate these for me?
Yeah.
As far as how Pope Petty is feeling today.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
Number one.
Number one, you got Gaser.
Oh, I was. You know how I talked about? This can only go two ways. He's either going to be terrible or he's going to be tremendous.
What, because this is how everything is?
No, there's middling. People can be middling. People can be Philbin.
I mean, he can be average.
Philbin wasn't in the middle.
He was 7-9.
Yeah, he was 7-9, 6-10 every year.
The Dolphins have been middling forever.
So would you say it's more the Dolphins and less the coach? Or is it the coach?
Or is it the continued hires they keep making?
Well, the Jets, I mean, we complain about going 6-10, 7-9 every year. The Jets would kill for that. They're 5-11, 4-12, 5-11 on the regular.
What you got to do is you can't focus so much on the record. You got to think about where you actually.
If you
at.
Say that one more time,
it's true though.
Me and you gonna have at it.
Nah, man.
You like, are we, oh my goodness.
Are we doing the results thing again?
Yes. Because he says the only thing that matters is the record, and then next week he says, you guys are focused too much on the record.
It depends.
Now,
let me get
to number two.
Okay. Number two.
Number two, you got Brad Stevens tonight.
In town.
On a winning streak.
Heat, Celtics, Eric Spoelstra versus overrated Brad Stevens. I love it.
Collision course.
It is going to be tremendous tonight. And the Heat, they have risen to the occasion in these big matchups. They've been very good with the best teams in the league.
Except last
Boston start. Well, no, they played a good game.
Played a good game.
Just let's not act like they played like busters.
No. I didn't say it.
Yeah. I'm more nervous. I get more nervous about Heat games when they take on a terrible
Atlanta
team. Yeah. When they take on a good team, I feel good.
All right. So.
That's my rating there. And
what else we got?
Well,
you kind of.
Just too strong.
You kind of went sans pans with Bones Jones.
Yeah, but I'm not petty about that.
What are we doing? I'm lost.
What?
Lost is what we're doing right now.
Well, Petty has been on a bit of a – he was excited today.
I just got a pep in my step, man.
And I was trying to figure out the reasons –
Panthers Edmonton's 9-9 or 10.
The Petty is strong in him today.
Nah, no. I'm not into the Panthers right now. Panthers are having chaos within their locker room right now.
Really?
It's really bad right now. Like, Luongo's getting benched. He may be washed AF. I mean, he is 100 years old. The coach benched him. Their goaltending is terrible. And, you know, he was just going with all the youngins. And somebody needs to call somebody out. And quite frankly, I think that person in the Panthers locker room who needs to step up is Evgeny Dadonov. Who's your daddy?
Because he's from Russia, and he mean business.
Okay.
Listen, Barkov, you suck, man.
You think that works in hockey? Because
yes.
They all fight.
I think somebody needs to step up who has been productive and has a voice and also means business. And I think that means who's your daddy? Needs to get in some people's faces. Because Barkov, you know, he's a young buck. You know, I know it's his first year as captain, but he's got to step up. And I don't know if he's ready for the task. I think Dadonov is.
Can you – I mean, what is he going to step up with? They're struggling with
First,
with gold to keeping, right?
Yeah, terrible.
Okay, so what is the rest of the team? Better goalie?
No, yeah, they need to get a better goalie.
But I'm saying is that if hockey, and correct me if I'm wrong, if the main component of winning hockey is your goalie,
yeah,
and they're struggling at that position, what are you going to say to anybody if you don't have a goalie that's in net?
Well, could you imagine, like, if we had – remember, like, you know, like, how Dwayne, he still looks like Dwayne Wade and he can be productive?
Yeah.
But, you know, like, he'll have those moments where he'll throw up some bricks and have Brick City and a 1-8. But he doesn't look like a complete shell of himself.
Right.
Right.
Luongo.
He's – yeah.
It's bad, man.
I mean, again,
it's odd that like goalie seems like a position where you could be older and still play.
Last forever.
He says he's physically fine, but
like I feel like I don't know. I feel like all the goalies that I watched growing up like played forever, like the Patrick Roy's and the Tom
Barrasso.
They
could Barrasso's take a different approach.
Put
Beast in net.
Whoa!
Just stand there.
I want to do a Zamboni night. I want us to go to the Panthers game.
I don't think just sticking the fat guy in the net works because you have to have some sort of reflexes.
Didn't they do that in
Mighty Ducks?
Yes. Mighty Ducks?
Yeah. Goldberg's looking a little bit different now, though. He's looking like a true crack addict.
Really?
Yeah, it's bad.
Show him a
look
picture.
Look up Goldberg mugshot.
Show him a picture. Someone show Leroy a picture of Goldberg lately. Oh, God, it's so bad.
Is there any other news, Beast?
We got Gase at the Jets. It looks like he's maybe leaning towards Greg Williams as a defensive coordinator.
Or Vance Joseph.
Or well, no, now I saw that Arizona is really pushing to get, like, all head coaches on their staff because, Cliff doesn't exactly.
They want to bring in McAdoo.
McAdoo and maybe Pagano or Joseph as a defensive coordinator. They just want head coaches everywhere.
That's Goldberg?
My goodness.
He looks horrible, doesn't he?
Yeah. Horrible is a complete understatement.
I want to put a quarter in his cup.
Oh, man. He's definitely gonna spend that on crack.
Crack can you buy for a quarter?
Oh, I don't know. Real cut down crack.
No, you can't. It's probably like
80% cat food.
I don't know.
You never see a cat walking around all cracky?
Yeah, I saw one last night. So wait, check this out. So there's a cat in my development that's been missing, and there's now a reward out for you finding it, and it keeps going up. I think it's like up to $1,000 now to find this cat.
How expensive? Wow.
And
what's the cat's name?
It's like Olivia.
Snickers?
No, it's like Olivia or something like that.
Olivia?
And, yeah, something like some female name. And
I'm not
so,
a cat guy.
And neither
my
am I.
My daughter wants a cat.
I freaking hate cats.
They're sneaky.
But my wife is a cat person. She loves cats. But more than that, my wife is on a mission to find the cat to get the money. And so every time we see, and there's a million stray cats in, like, all over the place. And so every time we see a cat, like, I have to notify my wife that there's a cat roaming around down the street, and she has to come waddling around and go find the cat. So last night.
Wait. Back up.
Yeah.
First of all.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend your lovely wife this time.
Okay.
You are in no position to be talking about somebody waddling.
No, we both waddle together.
No.
The whole London family wobbles. Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Only speak of oneself.
Okay, anyways, so last night I pull in, and sure enough, there's a stray cat. I'm like, this could be the cat. And I start following it around my development, and I call my wife.
Chasing a cat?
Yeah, I was chasing a cat in my car. I cornered it. I cornered it in another driveway. And I put my high beams on it so that we could see it. And my wife,
I'm sure it loves that. Yeah.
I call my wife. She comes, hustling over. And she gets close and says, Olivia. Coming over, taking pictures, sending it to the guy. Not the cat. But we think we have a sighting of the cat today on a different street. So when I get home today, we're going out looking. Because we want that $1,000.
I think this has taken Leroy's spicy peppers crown. Minus one. I gotta be honest.
Minus one.
We're live from the Lucky Hearts Poker Open. We got 3 hours of show now. It's fantastic. We get to all the petty. Adam Gase is the New York Jets head coach. Jets fans are freaking
that
out.
Could go
it's
bad,
awesome.
Though.
Next.
I'm pissed. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the offense being awful.
No sleep till.
So glad to have you out of town, you salty bastard. Can't wait to see you twice a year. I'm excited.
Are you sure?
Yup. Jets fans, I tell you what, Jets fans freaking out.
They freak out to everything.
No.
This really? Not all the time.
Although some of the Jets beat writers are like swooning.
No, there's
Manish Mehta.
They freak out. Look,
there's one Jets beat.
No, I saw another one too.
You know, I would like fans.
They call him Sarah Huckabee Mehta.
I would.
Jesus.
I didn't make that up. That came straight from Jets.
I would like fans of all teams to consider, okay, the last time you won a championship or been to an AFC championship or whatever, and keep that in mind moving forward. That means that try to be a little more positive.
I wish.
I get it. Hey. I understand you. But before you even know what he can do, you're.
Yeah, but this is the thing that would be bothersome to me if I was a Jets fan.
Really?
You're selling me bull bleep. You're telling me that this guy's good with quarterbacks. Who's he developed? Who's he developed?
Okay, that's all fine.
You know what's weird?
Let me ask you this. Okay, there were 6 coaching vacancies.
Yep.
8.
8 coaching vacancies. And I ask you this, with all the people that got jobs and all the people that were available, who would you say was the best head coach?
If we were legitimately going to go on who is the best, if you were just
McCarthy.
Talking about
Mike McCarthy, the Mike guy
McCarthy.
The Super Bowl.
Got to be honest with you. If you look at the numbers of who actually developed a quarterback the best, Freddie Kitchens in Cleveland.
Sure.
He's the guy who did
but,
the best.
But here's the thing. He couldn't interview with anybody else. Cleveland wouldn't let him because he was under contract.
That's fine. But okay. If you want to talk about actual head coaching candidates who did production and developed a young guy, the guy.
Right. Yeah, but I think Leroy's also pointed to the fact of like who had head coaching experience.
No, I'm not even saying that.
Oh.
Who was the most – if you look at what was available, okay, say whatever your team is, you need a head coach. And what you have, which I promise you, of all these teams, Kitchens would have been the first to go because they saw what he did with Baker Mayfield, and a lot of these guys have young quarterbacks, okay? After that, after him being gone, who's the best candidate?
Probably LaFleur. He's a McVay disciple. He was the first one to go.
Okay, again, not available at this moment. I'm saying there's been 6 coaching.
So you're saying night when the Jets were hiring a coach, who was the best available?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, this is after
I would definitely go Mike McCarthy.
But I'm saying,
did you read some of the reports around it?
Like, well, they wanted to pick the staff.
They wanted to go with this guy, Matt Rhule.
The Baylor coach.
Baylor. And he was going to be the guy. They just didn't like his staff that he was going to go with. And then so they want to hire a staff. And he wasn't down with that. Like, he's like, I'm not going to take the job until I can pick my staff. The thing I find odd with that is Adam Gase is bringing in Darrell Loggins and allegedly Vance Joseph? What?
Okay. Or Greg Williams.
Again, of what was out there, give me somebody that was better.
We don't know about Chris Richard yet. We don't know if he's a good
player. You don't know.
We don't know if Chris Richard or Brian Flores.
At this point in time,
Todd Monken.
You didn't have a whole bunch of options.
Munchak.
Oh, Munchak.
Munchak. Would you rather have Munchak?
I'd rather have Munchak than Gase.
I would rather have Munchak.
Okay.
I would.
Whoa, that's retread city, though.
Why is Gase?
Why would I? Yeah, no. Gase is the epitome of retread.
Gase is retread, though. No,
Gase is coaching privilege at its finest. I've never seen a guy. He is. If you actually looked at his resume.
Two words. Lane Kiffin.
I was down for that retread.
Listen.
Right.
Listen to me. Gase is like, Gase versus Munchak. It's like you have 2 things of hamburgers in the freezer. And one is 6 months old.
Oh, this is minus one.
One is 3 months old. And so you went for the 3-month-old one, but it's still going to suck. It doesn't matter that it's not the 6-month-old one.
Okay. Look.
Still going to suck.
Look, I'm not taking anybody's side, but I'm saying you've been scarred. I get it. Dolphins fans feel scarred. And so how they feel about Adam Gase is going to be different than anybody else. But
you know what it'd be like though? I would think if you were a Bill, like if you were a Bills fan when they hired Rex Ryan 2 years ago, they probably weren't that into it. They're like, really, Rex Ryan? Like,
they
went to the okay, great, we got to the conference championship and it all blew up. Like, it didn't get better. Right. You were a flash in the pan.
I feel like I would take Rex Ryan over Adam Gase.
Yes.
Like, here's the thing with okay, if you're Adam Gase, you still got to call up Peyton Manning to give the recommendation. Like, still?
Did he call them? Or
yes, he did.
The
he
Jets
called.
Call?
He called Peyton, and Peyton called the Jets?
Peyton called Johnson's kid. And
But did Peyton call on because Gase asked him to, or because he just did?
What do you guys think?
I mean, not of the good. I mean, Peyton seems like a good dude.
Let me get this straight. You don't think Peyton Manning got a little texty text from Gase or Gase's agent and said, hey, can you put in a word? You guys don't have references on your resume?
I don't know. I mean, I think, Peyton was in the studio busy coming up with jingles for Nationwide.
It's enough with the Peyton Manning card already. Like, he's got to be a big boy. Take your floaties off, Adam Gase. All right? It's enough with the Peyton Manning water wings, okay? He did that work. He did it all himself.
Maybe Cutler also gave a good...
Why are you so angry about Gase?
It's enough already. You got 3 years to coach in the NFL. You can't get the job on your own. You got to still have Peyton Manning beg to give you the job.
Wait, do you not? Wait, can I ask you a question?
Good coach, I swear.
No, listen.
Point for Toby.
Oh my god, man!
Do you just want Adam Gase to be like?
I wanted him to be banished. I saw Craig Mish reported. Like, if he didn't get the Jets job, he was going to be the OC with the Lions. Perfect. That's where I wanted him to go. Detroit working for a Keebler elf.
Somebody said Bruce Arians.
Yep, he took the job in Tampa.
Yeah, and he sat out a year, and he was actually a successful coach with the Cardinals, and he retired, and then he came out of retirement. He wasn't fired from the Cardinals, his last job.
Right. But he did get out before the goings got real tough. I call that the Pete Carroll.
Mm-hmm. Can we just talk about the scenario that, I mean, as fleeting and ridiculous as it might be, that Gase kicks the Dolphins' ass as the coach of the Jets?
Could happen. The Dolphins
it would
be terrible
terrify.
Next year.
If I'm a Dolphins fan, that would terrify me more than Tobin's little petty here.
Nah, I'm not scared about that. Like, I saw Salguero wrote a column about that. He's like, Gase. He beat the hell out of the Broncos 2 years ago in week 14.
The onside kicked.
Because they didn't give him an interview. And he's going to be like that every time the Dolphins play the Jets. It's like, oh, really? So let me get this straight. Adam Gase can only perform when it's a revenge game? Like, that's it?
I mean,
what kind of person is that?
You can't be
petty and be a head coach. You're supposed to keep it cool.
Really? You're telling somebody when they can and can't be petty?
Yeah, that seems a little hypocritical.
Are you familiar with his work?
Who? Gase?
You.
You don't want me being a head coach. You want me running an organization. I'm more of an ideas guy.
You know, I'm going to just put this out there. I just picture Vice Friday except in a stadium.
Oh my god.
Like,
that'd be fun.
Right. No.
Well, like I've dreamed about having Tobin in charge of in-stadium entertainment and events.
It'd be tremendous
for the Dolphins. And just
when I get fired here, I'm taking my resume immediately to the American Airlines Arena and I'm begging for an internship in in-game operations. That's what I want to do, and I want a game where I can be in the Bernie mascot.
Here's what you're gonna do though. Look, you're gonna get fired after like the first homestand because you're gonna come up with creative ways to heckle everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Boys, saddle up. We're going into the ideas lab once we find out the schedule and we know what week the Jets are going to be here. Saddle up for a brainstorming session because we're coming up with something to get this rat bastard off his rocker while he's here.
We can fly banners.
By the way, if anybody's tracked the Jets hiring of Dolphin coaches, they just hired Todd Bowles. Everyone thought Todd Bowles was going to kick the Dolphins' ass every year. It didn't happen. In fact, they've lost 5 out of the last 6.
Now he's salty.
And remember, may he rest in peace. But Tony Sperano.
By the way, he spent
He spent 1 year. Remember when he was fired from the Dolphins? He became offensive coordinator of the Jets. And it was a disaster. A total disaster.
Robbie's turning red.
I do remember that.
So the only good Dolphins coaches they've hired away to become a Jets is Mike Westhoff. Special teams coach.
It was a great hire, though.
Makes point.
I blame this on you.
Why?
I just come with facts.
Oh,
he's just bringing the fastballs.
Oh, my God.
It is very possible the Jets beat the Dolphins next year, maybe once or twice. The Dolphins may or they may not be rebuilding, but come on, man, we gotta have higher standards than that. Yeah, they can go 7-9, we can go 4-12.
Yeah, bully for you. Like, do you think Bill Belichick sweats when the Dolphins beat the Patriots anytime? They go 1-1 every single year. You think he's losing sleep over it? No. Oh, good. Great for you guys.
We were drinking the Gase Kool-Aid after year one. Oh, he made the playoffs his first year. And what happened after that?
Yeah. Oh, I keep seeing this around here. Oh, he made the playoffs with Ryan Tannehill when he was healthy.
Wait,
no, he
didn't.
They both ran behind. They both ran on the coattails.
I have a new name
for
the show.
They did.
Wait, stop. We can stop this, and then you guys can take a little break.
Okay.
I call this portion of the show Petty and the Degenerate.
Let's go facts.
We're like the new Mike and the Mad Dog.
No, it's Petty and the Minion.
It's like you're 75 and he's 80. And you guys are just going at like two old men.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
What are we saying that's not true?
You really believe that Adam Gase is a bad coach?
Yes.
Horrible coach. Overrated.
I truly do.
I hate saying this.
I'm not just.
I'm gonna say this.
Did you see the Colts
one more time? I'm gonna say this one more time. I've heard all this before.
I know you're thinking Belichick. And Gase is not Belichick.
I'm telling you.
Comes back
the
same Belichick thing.
The same stuff.
By the way, your guy, he got lucky. He happened to have the greatest quarterback of all time in a frumpy package.
Okay. Sam,
and Tom Brady became a vegan and then became the greatest of all time.
Wait.
Like, that's it. He didn't get any better. He replaced Kozar with Brady. That's it.
Really?
Yeah.
So defensively.
Beast, was there a time where Bill Belichick was almost going to get fired in New England?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom.
Man, after the first year and a half.
After the first season plus, they were ready to throw him out of town.
That's kind of why you have to be a little patient at times. Really? Really? So what if Sam Darnold ends up being everything they think he's going to be?
I will tell you this. This will be one thing that's beneficial for him.
Oh, that's
great. He doesn't have final say over the roster.
There's a great –
The fact that he doesn't have same personnel
it's the Jets.
May work better for him. But
okay.
But here he did. He had control of the 53-man roster, and his eye for talent was horrible. Leroy. It was horrible.
Okay.
He doesn't even know what the talent currently has.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
What if Sam Darnold ends up being everything that they thought he was going to be when they drafted
him? What if Kenyon Drake has a revenge game and he runs for 400 yards?
No, but my point is that, all right.
By the way, on the text machine, everyone is coming in with Petty and the Jets.
Yep.
Jets.
Back after this.
Horrible.
Dude, I just got done with a game that I'm fairly irritated right now. So I don't know. I think there's some kind of like HIPAA law or something like that. They can't talk about. I don't know. I don't sit there and ask him all these questions, and I'm tired of answering this question about this guy. I got it, but you know what? You guys don't need to know that.
It was unfortunate we lost that game because I really thought there was a lot of guys that did good stuff. It's just hard to see right now. Because, you know, everybody does the same thing. Everybody goes and looks at the result, you know, and all the good things get forgotten about.
I mean, you're asking that question. You don't even know what you're talking about. So it's hard for me to defend anything when you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, you don't. I watched the film.
I'm pissed. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the offense being awful.
I'm still here, so, I mean, I don't need to lobby for my job. I'm not worried about that.
Stupid Jets.
So long, you rat bastard. Kick rocks.
Yes.
Get the hell out of Miami and never come back, except for your ass kicking every year.
Wait, I didn't even know that you had did that.
What?
I was just messing.
That I radioed you?
That's terrible.
It's not terrible.
Somebody said, does Adam Gase have scandalous naked pictures of Leroy or something? Why is Leroy defending him to the death? I'm not defending Adam Gase. Like, but when you look at all the coaching options out there, some feel he was the best option.
Did they? Like, yeah. All the jobs filled up except for the Jets, and they almost didn't hire him.
He's not the eighth choice.
But how often does a coach get a job that quick? It's been 2 weeks.
Kingsbury got the job in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but he wasn't fired.
You want me to give you some of the names of fired NFL coaches?
Oh, yeah, he got fired from Texas Tech, and he did the old
fail forward fast. He did a beast.
He did the Manny?
Yeah.
No. He did it more like a beast.
What?
He failed up. He failed upwards. He did.
Oh, no, hard. I totally admit. I totally 1,000% tell you that I have failed upwards.
He's already causing drama, too. Did you see this whole thing with Kingsbury? So this video came out from October where he was just raving about Kyler Murray.
Oh, yeah. He's gonna trade what's-his-face, Josh Rosen, and get Kyler Murray.
Well, he said in the video clip before – Pouncey. He said in the video clip that he's just raving about Kyler Murray, and he's like, I would take him, number one. Like, no question. And so now everybody's like, hey, man, you just drafted Rosen. What do you mean you're going to go draft Kyler Murray number one overall? So everybody's going back in the time vortex, think that Kyler Murray, who declared for the NFL draft yesterday, or was expected to declare for the NFL draft and spurn the Oakland A's, now old Kingsbury's got his eye, number one overall, Kyler Murray. And I'm for it.
By the way, the odds
5'8 quarterback?
The odds have come down.
Let me ask something.
I think he has him listed at 5'11. I don't believe he's 5'11. Yeah, I don't think
No.
Is there Pixie Ducks? Because like literally every show I go on, he gets shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter and shorter. what is happening?
I
don't
know yesterday I thought he was 5'8.
I think he's like 5'9 and a half.
Well, like, can't we what is he listed on as at
he's listed as 5'11.
But what about minor league baseball?
Whoa. I mean, it's 5'11, it's 5'11. I mean, if anything, in minor league baseball, he'd be taller because of the they both have cleats. So it'd be the same. Height is height.
No, I didn't know if, like, the baseball people listed him as a different height than the football people, because that would get weird. But
the
Vegas odds are that he'll throw an NFL touchdown before he hits a major league home run, 3-2.
He's definitely going to the NFL. He's definitely going to the – guys, in a quarterback-starved league, everyone's looking for the next playmaker, the next big thing. He's getting drafted first overall. And I tell you right now, I would be dancing like crazy if the Jaguars drafted him. I would be so excited.
Which means you know it's not happening.
Hey, guys,
I know it's not happening.
If the Cardinals draft Murray number one overall, maybe the Dolphins give up a second-round pick and get Josh Rosen?
Do we want Josh
Rosen?
Would
you take Josh Rosen?
I mean, if I'm only giving up a second-round pick, maybe a 2 and a 3. Yeah, I'm not giving up a first one.
Wait a minute. You know the Dolphins have a history of giving up second-round picks for bad quarterbacks, right?
This guy was a first-round pick.
You also know
they
had a chance to get Josh Rosen, and they passed.
Yeah, so
that was the first-round pick.
They didn't want to trade up.
Do we also know if Josh Rosen's any good?
No, but it's a flyer. It's a total flyer.
You don't trade a first-round or full
flyer.
You don't
take a – yeah, exactly. You don't trade a second-round
pick for
a flyer.
Why are you guys doing this? Don't do this.
I'm not doing it.
Look, we all know
– be a little responsible.
Look, we all know
– you have an idea, right? Don't just go out there.
Oh, no.
Use it again.
That's what the show
willy nilly.
Yeah, that's what the
and
show
throw stuff out there
yeah, stuff
when you don't
there.
Have any facts, knowing that the guy's good.
Facts
first round pick supposed to produce.
But
he's supposed to get some work out of him.
He's one year removed from being a first round pick. He's not like 3 years removed. It's 1 year removed.
Okay, but you got a year.
Pick.
You got a year of tape on
yeah,
him.
Yeah, it's a year of mileage. You know what they say when you buy a car, you take it off the lot, it goes down. The value
it
of the car goes.
I would just be. I would be super excited. Like whoever's going to come down here, it looks like the Dolphins are going to get a defensive coach, unless. You know, the Harbaugh stuff won't seemingly go away. But in all –
No, it's going to be Rashard or Flores.
We don't know that. We don't know that.
No, Bieniemy. We
don't know that.
We know it.
Hey, man, Stephen Ross had Tony Sparano under contract, and he flew his private jet across the country to go try and
the
lure
develop.
Harbaugh.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
don't know what he's going to do.
People
we
with
have
money,
an idea.
People with money don't care. They'll throw – if it costs $20 million to
– Yeah, if I had to bet on it, I would say it's those two guys. But we don't know what he's going to do.
Here's the problem. Are you here? Let me ask you this. Are you glad that the Dolphins are waiting this out until they can get their guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I wouldn't be sweating that the Dolphins are making the last hire. None of these guys that they interviewed got
which was my
got
point.
Their got
right.
gigs and the other guys are available
first
still.
Of all, there's no shining star out there.
Well, and there's coaches that are still in the playoffs that they have to wait for that
well,
either to get eliminated.
That's correct. Like both Flores and Rashard are both still in the playoffs.
And Bieniemy.
And Bieniemy.
Somebody text in Josh Rosen would be a Hebrew.
Oh, is that Scott?
He would be here. Yeah. He would be huge down
Scott,
here.
Don't you have lawyerly work to do? Stop texting the show.
He listens every day, so obviously not.
Right.
Let him do it. Let him have his background noise, man. If he wants to lawyer to shenanigans, let him lawyer to shenanigans.
Okay.
Why are you running people off?
So, like, I'm not
I
here.
Love Scott. It's one of my good friends.
Let's be clear. I am not defending Gase. I was fine with them firing him. I would have kind of waited until I knew what I was going to replace him with, but that's just me. But you fire him, that's fine. Knowing what I know about things that have transpired, he wouldn't have made it through the end of the season. Okay, because you got to know, get in where you fit in. Mm-hmm. You got to know your place. That being said, it sucks that you had every right to do what you did. You have to wait to see if these two coaches that you have an interest in, you can't even talk to them until a couple of weeks. But of all the available options, okay, Gase was probably one of the better qualified, regardless of what you think of him.
But let's put it like this, okay? If you were in this situation with Adam Gase, if you had the impression, or if Steven had the impression, Mr. Ross had the impression that...
Did you just call him Steven?
Steven, Mr. Ross, whatever, okay. The rich dude. If he had the impression that Gase was going to still stick this thing out with Ryan Tannehill and make that work, he's like, hey, man, I want to draft Lamar Jackson. This Tannehill thing ain't working. You were supposed to be quarterback guru. His body's falling apart. We own $26 million. Can we go somewhere different? Can we talk about it? And Gase is telling him to bleep off. I have control of the roster. Tell me how to build the team. Yeah, if I'm Ross, I'm like, look, man, I don't – the whole getting to the playoff thing is cool. He's old. It's time to take the step to do some elite winning.
And you know, the thing that I took out of that whole thing was this. That at no point in time have you heard Stephen Ross say anything about football, right? He'll talk and represent the organization about what's going on the field, but never players, decisions with players, anything like that. That is the first time since he's been the owner that we've heard anything kind.
If anything, he always oversteps. Like he is, you know, he's like, oh, Tannehill? Hope we get that number retired. He compared to Henny. He said he was going to be the next Marino. Yeah, like well, when he did it, he would go way too far.
That's
on
just
the
back.
Other end.
That's just backing your guy. I don't ever look.
It's backing your guy to unreasonable expectations.
Sure, but that's kind of. I mean, go talk to owners and coaches. They're never going to say, "Yeah, he's all right." You're going
to
hear that.
No, but there's a difference to me in the owner saying it. Than if Dan Marino said that about Chad Henne, which nobody would ever say that about Chad Henne. But just saying, in a fictional world, if he said that about Chad Henne, hey, I slipped two in the draft.
Oh, I got some just a nugget, a Canes nugget when we get to headlines.
Are you going to tiptoe?
No, this is not like breaking news or anything. It's just an interesting fact. It's like a fact nugget. Like Rumber used to do.
Headlines are next.